Well, pretend you haven't. Hello and welcome to The City. This is episode 10 of Arcade City's podcast. I am your host, Matt Stevens, and I am joined by Martin Eckroyd.
Hello.
Paul Newton.
Hello.
And Warwick Hart.
Hello.
The four of us have not been around this table for a while.
2 weeks.
Not the four of us.
Oh, no. That's true.
Yeah. Actually, it was the last time we had more than three people. It was Christmas. Was it?
No, yeah, I did one after that.
Did we?
I've only missed two.
The four of us.
Well, yeah, we had four of us. It must be episode 7.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I've got such a bad memory.
I've got no idea, they all blend into one.
Yeah, they do all blend into one. How have you all been? Warwick, talk me through what you've been up to. How's work and things?
Work's amazing. Yeah. Work's very good. But, you know, that's just work. I'm here to play.
How's the... there's work. There's no play here. I'm working tonight, bitch. Paul, how have you been? We haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah,
went to Hawaii, didn't you?
Right? We thought you'd... Well, you've been on holiday, so that's
to
okay.
To Hawaii.
Where did I go?
Hawaii.
Yeah, it was lovely.
I'm going to say...
Very nice this time of year, apparently.
I'm going to say you went to... where do they go on Take Me Out? Not Take Me Out. Yeah, it is Take Me Out.
I don't know.
Where is it?
Fernando!
That's where
is it Walt Sims Jesse on Breaking Bad? But
whoa. I haven't finished Breaking Bad, so don't spoil anything.
But have you seen Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Well, it begins with a B. It's like
is it the Isle of Fernando?
It's a general place where people say they're going to send someone. It's not Coventry, it's like the American version.
Bermuda. I don't know.
I don't know anyway. Yeah, no, that's... Oh, right, I went to Fernando's.
Went to Fernando. Did you go on the show as well?
I did, yeah. Every single woman left their light on for me. I had to pick between 30 girls.
Do you know what I have to say on that show? I don't understand sometimes how... The producers must say to them, oh, what are your interests? Because they're there to get dates, so they must be like, oh, I'm really into like playing guitar and, you know, play like football with
my
mates.
That's too cool.
No, that's not good enough. What else do you do, mate?
Juggle.
I'll walk a dog. I'll go walking with my dog sometimes. What dog have you got? An Alsatian. Nah, that's not good. What we'll do is we'll get you a Chihuahua and we'll dress it up pink and then you walk that. Is that all right?
So what gets me the most about that programme? What do you do? I work for a children's charity. What the fuck are these girls thinking? It's so clearly set up, isn't
some
it?
Of them are just... Yeah, some of them.
This
to be honest,
it's
the most shallow program.
That is the idea of a dating show.
And I swear they're all from Sheffield as well.
Yeah, there was a girl from where we live once.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
What, from down here?
Yeah.
Someone we know?
Someone I know, someone I used to work with. And then after she was on it, she thought it was some sort of fucking superstar. She was getting loads of paparazzi go around her house and she had her picture in the Daily Mirror and everything. And
really?
Just for being on Take Me Out.
No.
Yeah.
Did she even get picked?
She did, but she wasn't. I'm not going to say anymore because she might be listening.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay. She might be listening.
did you see the celebrity one that Keith Lemon went on?
No.
It's fucking hilarious. They're like, you all look really good. So it's proper like. Martin, how have you been?
Alright. I'm nearly like fully going in the job.
Hey.
Not quite. Hey. So I'm away for the next couple of weeks.
Another mortgage advisor in the family.
Yeah, so yep. Nearly there. So it's been a bit manic. I'll be honest, not a lot of time for games.
No.
But a little bit of time for games.
I know, you've pulled out of reviews. Thanks for that.
Champion.
We'll go on to why I pulled out.
We don't
out
have that. we'll go on to that.
We'll touch on that.
Cool. What have I been up to? I've been really busy at work, which means I haven't had a lot of time for Arcade City stuff. Quite a busy weekend as well, so... Anyway, we'll come to what I'm playing in a minute. Should we go through some news, gentlemen?
I love news.
Yeah.
News over the last 2 weeks since we last saw each other. So, number one, Just Cause 3 trailer has been released, called Firestarter. You all watched it, I think, for the first time about 10 minutes ago.
I think unanimously we agreed it was shit.
What was shit about it?
Well, what was the point of it?
Well, it's a teaser. It gets everyone, you know...
I don't feel teased.
It gets... Well, you never do, do you? Maybe the nipples.
That's what I mean.
It's made funny, but...
Even then, still not teased. Stroke your bollocks and you still wouldn't be teased.
So, do you remember the Avengers trailer where it was just the logo and Samuel L. Jackson talking over it?
No, I remember the Dark Knight trailer where it was literally just the Joker laughing and that got me...
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Literally just the Joker laughing.
That's a teaser.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has literally had nothing to do with the game. We know that Just Cause 3 is coming out, and so what they've done is they've released a trailer confirming that whilst showing nothing at all to do with the
game. They showed him jumping out of the plane at the end.
He does that in the other two. That's expected. There's also a car flying.
I think they wanted to show off a slower version of the Prodigy song. That's what it was.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I'd be lying if I was saying I was impressed with it. So.
Yeah. Like, it's one of the things where if you're going to release a trailer for a game, put some gameplay in it. Because I'm not watching a trailer for a movie.
Or at least put some fake gameplay in it, like Ubisoft, to get everyone's attention, and then at the last minute take it out. Again,
right? I genuinely prefer that.
Because let's be honest, we all said, oh, they pulled a bait and switch, but we all ended up buying Watch Dogs, didn't we?
Yeah, that's true. Hey, I like Watch Dogs.
Really?
I started playing it again the other day. For
what do you mean really? You haven't played it?
I have played it.
What have you, when and why? How
very
you
sound,
play?
Actually.
Right, a while ago on my Xbox.
Oh, right, okay.
It's not a bad game. It's
so repetitive.
It is a bit.
Get in car, go to tower, hack with phone.
Welcome
car,
to Ubisoft.
Go to tower.
Yeah. All right, their business motto is climb towers. Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
Welcome to a job at Ubisoft headquarters.
Although it seems to be catching towers. Because bloody Dying Light, you have to climb towers now as well. And I'm
really?
Bits of the map.
Yeah. Am I just seeing a different trailer to Watch Dogs? It looked pretty good.
It looked pretty good.
And then it came out and it was pretty... I don't know why everyone's like, oh my god, it looked like the most amazing game, and then we got it and it didn't play anything like it. It played exactly like the trailer.
Yeah.
The
trailer, it's not a bad looking game. When I was playing it the other day, I was quite surprised how pretty it all was, actually.
I watched the E3 trailer from 2011? The first one. The very first one when it was announced. Because Ubisoft have a tendency to say, this game's coming out, and then they don't talk about it again for 2 years.
Unless it's Assassin's Creed, and then they release it like 4 months later.
It's like
bugs.
It's like a great example of this is Rainbow Six, Tom Clancy's The Division.
Yeah.
So that was announced now 2 years ago, this June. When's it coming out?
No,
Ubisoft? I'm looking at the microphone, I'm really pissed off.
When's it coming out? Release date,
probably 2017.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think.
DuckTales remake could be out before then.
Hey! did you see the news? DuckTales is being released and they're doing a new series.
Yeah.
What, cartoon series?
Right, you like DuckTales.
Which one, the TV series?
DuckTales, woo!
You know, we put about a TV series or a game series?
A TV series.
Really?
Yeah.
Original actors?
I don't know.
Probably not, because I think half of them are dead.
I think he was like 90-odd.
A specialist, Scrooge McDuck.
That's my really bad Scottish. I love DuckTales, it was awesome.
Yeah, so did you watch the film when you were a kid?
I did, I saw it at the cinema. I saw it at the Flea Pit.
Did you?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
So are we popcorn everywhere and cry.
Are we unanimously not enjoying that Just Cause 3 trailer?
Unanimously.
It was very average,
okay, fair enough. I'm going to move on. PlayStation Vita has turned 3 years old. Happy birthday,
PlayStation Vita. How about a game for it? That'd be good.
What? There's good games out. There are good games out on it.
Is there?
Yeah.
Name some.
Uncharted, Golden Abyss.
Yeah, they came out 3 years ago.
They're
when
still
the console
a good game.
Came out.
3 years.
Without sounding too negative,
yeah.
I imagine most mobile phones have better processing power and graphics than a PS.
Incorrect.
I don't mean that's true.
No.
That's not true.
I reckon it wouldn't be far from it.
That is your assignment, and I want you to write an article.
Saying that, though, I have played some racing games on my Samsung Note 4, and graphically they look fucking amazing.
Yeah, no, but they're very limited.
So the Vita, because I think when it first started, Sony were trying to make console games on a handheld, and it didn't take off.
No.
And then in its second year, I think they started...
That touchpad at the back doesn't compensate for the extra...
No,
triggers.
They started transitioning more onto...
Indie games
and handheld centric games. Yeah. So and now it's got a great catalogue.
It's got
an
ARM processor,
yeah,
which most mobiles are going to have. It's got 512 megabytes of RAM.
The Vita.
Yep, this phone's got four times that.
What about the processing power?
It's a quad core.
Yep,
the Vita.
Yeah.
That's better than your phone.
No, it's the same. And most new phones come with optical. Yeah.
Mm. Well, I stand corrected, I'm sorry.
The Vita is 3 years old, though.
And I bet the battery life, 3 to 5 hours gaming.
Yeah, battery life's not good.
But you can't play.
What is it with Sony and battery lives? For fuck's sake, I mean, my PS4 controller lasts 2 hours.
Yeah, but you can't play Resident Evil 2 on your mobile on a 5-hour flight to Cyprus, can you? You can do on a Vita. Which is what I did.
You could play. Did you finish Auto Vice City on a mobile?
Yeah,
that's true as well. What else
doesn't control that well, but you can still play it.
Paul, you've got a Vita, and I've got a Vita. I know you two don't. Have you got Persona 4 Golden?
No,
because apparently that is where it's at.
Okay,
and I really want to try
it. Isn't it?
It's massively long.
Isn't it?
I've still got Final Fantasy X. I need to.
If it's turn based, I'm not interested.
I don't know because I've never played it, but I've heard amazing things about it.
PS Vita can only really be played when you're on a shit. When else?
On a plane.
Okay, so there's no real other scenario unless you get the bus or the train.
What's on the plane?
Yeah, but I'm saying
it's the last time I played it.
They're not really that viable as a thing.
It's good because
you either
get the
give them to your kids because it's less to break.
Shuts them up.
The trouble is, it's basically the same thing happens. What happened to the PSP? It was a history repeating itself, wasn't it? In fact, I would go as far as to say the PSP probably had a much wider selection of decent games than what the Vita had.
I think I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
And the PSP is notorious for being quite.
I think what's good about the Vita. Terrible. The only reason I've really hung on to mine is the fact that it's got that back catalogue of PS1 classics that is just at your fingertips.
Yeah.
When PlayStation Now becomes like a.
Yeah, but PlayStation Now has got loads of PS2 games. There's no PS1 classics on it at the moment. I'm 90% certain on that. There's no PS1 classics on it. So.
Final Fantasy VII.
Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
That won't be on it. PS version.
Oh.
Play that on the Vita. I completed it on the Vita. Talk about it.
The only PS1 game I played on the Vita was Resident Evil 3. When I went on holiday with my parents, it was so bloody boring. I had to play Resident Evil 3 while I was there.
Let's move on. Number three. World of news item. Number three. World of Tanks is coming to Xbox One. No release date yet. My brother plays World of Tanks religiously on his computer.
He's got a cult following. He's got a massive cult following.
It's a very good game.
Have you played it?
For a couple of hours.
Have you played it? Have you played it?
Yeah. You like it.
What do you do? Describe it to me. Sell it to me. You're an estate agent. Sell it to me.
You're in a tank. There's other tanks.
I like it.
You pull the trigger. They disappear.
Sold. What commission are you charging?
The thing about it is, the whole idea of the game is that you buy bigger and better tanks to smash up the smaller tanks. You know, it sounds amazing.
Does sound amazing.
It does. But unfortunately, when you go multiplayer, it only puts you with other tanks with a similar level. So
Did you put any money into it? Did you spend?
No.
Because the version that's coming out on the Xbox One is the free version.
Yes, right. They're always free. They're
like, free to play.
It's free to play.
Yeah, it's like Candy Crush and all that lovely stuff.
A bit like Evolve, free to play.
Ooh. Yeah, but you can buy premium tanks and buy special ammo and all this other fun stuff to make you better. But it's literally just a waste of money.
Is it pay to win, essentially?
No. I don't think anyone actually pays. Well, there must be some people, but I think most majority of people don't pay because, I can't remember how much it costs, but quid to buy 10 rounds. You use 10 rounds and that goes, so you're not going to pay a quid every time you join a match.
No.
So it's quite fun. It's quite well balanced.
Like paintball, when you run out of paintballs, and you're like, I need to buy some more paintballs.
Oh, they get you there, don't they?
I'm just going to pretend that I've got paintballs and start shooting an empty barrel.
you ever been paintballing?
Yeah. I have loads of times.
Oh,
it's great fun.
God, loads, really?
It hurts, but it's fun.
I went indoors.
It's part of the thrill, though,
no,
isn't
it's not.
It?
I hated
the pain.
My mates tell me I'm a wuss with this. I went in Scotland, was in Edinburgh, went paintballing. It was an indoor one, and they were like, oh, lads, just to let you know, this one's a bit more painful than some of the normal ones because the pellets are really small. It was indoors, so we're literally just shooting like people like that. And because it was a stag party as well, they were just getting us to do the most horrific things. Anyway, so I got in there, muggins. I was like, they were like, oh, you can hire all this armour out. I was like, full body armour, cup. Like, going out, I was like, smoke grenades, yeah, I'll take them. So I ran out there, all the part, and then everyone just gave me up. They were like, get him, the pussy. But some of the things I did, like at the end, he was like, we'll all shoot the stag, and then you guys just go nuts, it's a free-for. We were standing this close to each other. My mate just went, bang, got me in the neck. I was like,
It can be pretty painful.
It was horrible. I cut my head as well. Someone got me on top of my head, and it was all bleeding. It was like yellow paint blood.
Yeah.
Just look fucking Klingon.
That's the fun.
In their Klingons.
It's all part of the fun, though.
No, it wasn't fun. Oh, I did not enjoy it.
There's one in rugby, which they call it the Kill House. I can't remember it's run by. But yeah, it's indoor one. I don't know if your one had it. They got flashbangs. Yeah, they showed us it. It's epic. They went because they just made it, and they were like, "Oh, coming something we were going to do some army simulation laser one. And I'll go come and see our kill house. And he lit it from the ground. He went, everyone stare at that. And he said, you know, you knew what it was. You knew what was coming. But you know, and then it blew up. And suddenly your vision goes pure white for like a few seconds. And you just know if that happened, you playing that game and that happened to you, you're going to get mullered. Absolutely creamed.
My mate was quite funny. He had a smoke grenade as well. He lit it, threw it, it hit a wall, bounced back. It like smoked all his team out. And then because there was so much smoke, he couldn't find it. He's just like, guys, can we stop? Can we stop? Right, moving on. God, we're not getting through this very quickly, are we? The Order 1886 has been released to very mixed reviews across the board, but it still managed to top the UK charts. So,
is this like 50 Shades of Grey?
It's nothing like 50
Shades of Grey. I don't think it's as bad.
No, I mean, it's the worst thing ever, because it was a cult following, that it just made too much money.
I don't think there's no cult following
it's just
nothing else.
Just nothing else. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, they just picked the right time.
I was going to purchase and review it. However, I went into a national game company and they were charging £55 and I'm not paying £11 an hour.
To do what?
Ooh. I like that.
Depends what difficulty you play it on, though.
Either way.
People have said that if you go around looking at all the things, picking up all the shiny objects and looking at the graphics and all that, it can take 8 hours.
I'm going to pick it up when it's cheap. I want to play that shit.
Yeah, I want to play it when it's cheap.
I want to play it just to see how visually amazing it supposedly is.
I think it looks like it took... It still looks really good, but it looks like it took a dip from that gameplay trailer at E3.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm a little skint at the minute because I've booked quite a lot of holiday next year.
And I just refuse to pay £55 for it.
Yeah, I would pick it up, but Evolve was my purchase this month, and next month it's going to be Borderlands.
I bet if I went on a game company's website, it'd be cheaper as well than it would be in store.
Oh, it always is.
It's just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there you go. That's how it works, unfortunately. Yeah. Warwick, you're being very... Get off your phone!
Well, I'm having a look at the order.
Oh, right. That's
right.
Then you can do that.
It looks alright.
The most beautiful console game ever made. Yeah, it looks alright.
Warwick, you should have reviewed it.
How would you get it, mate?
Looks alright.
It looks...
Just two words.
I reckon it'd be a lot like Rise.
Yes.
It was definitely getting lots of comparisons to that.
Because I thought Rise was alright.
I liked Rise.
And
I liked it.
Didn't pay a lot for it. Which made
amazing.
Me happier.
You took it back, didn't you?
I essentially rented it for about £4.
But the reason these games look so good is because you're led down a very specific path.
Yeah.
Therefore, they don't have to create these big... I mean, like, I've just started playing Dying Light, and that is a stunning-looking game, and it's all open world. And to me, that is much more of an achievement than The Order.
I think I'll pick up Dead Light when it's a bit cheaper as well. Yeah. We're still getting Dead Island 2, right?
Yeah.
Dead Island 2.
Who's making Dead Island 2? Because it's not the same developers, is it?
Techland? Is it not?
No.
God, I'm not very good with developers. Oh, God. I hope they're not listening. They're definitely not listening.
They're probably listening.
Yeah, that's a bit ambitious.
Yeah. we're going to move on. GTA 5 heists have finally been set for a March 10th release, some 18 months after the game initially released.
Is that like a March 10th? Release, but we're actually going to push it back. Or
you said it, pal. You said it. My God, I think I don't play GTA.
No one does anymore.
No.
Well, I'm sure some people do.
I finished.
I was going to play it for our Twitch thing the other day because it's a good laugh. If you want to Twitch something and you want people to have fun, GTA 5 is the game to play.
Yeah, that's a good shout actually. Yeah.
But I couldn't find the disc, so
I couldn't find mine.
that heist's been coming for ages. They, you know, they were talking about it when the game was first released, and then it wasn't available. And then I can remember buying a condo in the game.
Yeah, that's right.
And having it all laid out, ready for heists. That was.
And that's when they decided, after you bought that, you went, oh, by the way, they're not released yet.
That was 16 months ago. 16 months ago, I had a fucking condo ready for heist.
It took you 2 months to get a condo.
Well, I was playing other things.
You didn't play the stock market, obviously, while playing that game.
No, I didn't. I waited for them to Rockstar to give me my free $2 million or whatever it was. Yeah. Did you have it as well?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What, GTA 5 or the free money or the...
GTA 5?
Yeah, of course it did.
Well, we
might have. We might have done.
Okay.
We might have made up. question.
Are we going to play? Is anyone going to play Heist? Are you going to check that out? Who's still got it?
I've still got it on PS4.
Yeah. I haven't played it online at all.
Have you not at all? Have you been online?
No, you haven't. My PS Plus.
Right, keep it online.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to try it out, Heist? I'm going to give it a go.
I can't find my disc, but I'll try and find my disc.
Find your disc.
There's obviously someone stealing GTA 5 discs.
We'll play.
Yeah.
We'll play and we'll Twitch it.
Yeah.
Stream it. Yeah.
It sounds good to me.
It's a date.
Love it.
It's a date. I love you.
Have you got it on the PS4? Or are you talking about the
Xbox?
No, I've got it on
PS4.
I've got it on PS4.
360. Yeah. I'm so glad I kept my 360. Aren't you glad you kept your 360, Mark?
Yeah.
So I should have done. At the time, I was buying an Xbox One, which I plainly couldn't afford.
I'll pick up Left 4 Dead 2. Let's go halves on it, and we'll just have a night of playing
Left 4 Dead 2. What, halves on an Xbox 360 for me? No, deal!
No!
Everybody's witness to it. We've got a record on it.
I probably play my Xbox 360 more than my Xbox One.
My Xbox 360 gets used every evening, because my wife watches Sky on it, Netflix, and falls asleep. So it probably gets actual visual time of about 5 minutes before she passes out.
Yeah.
Anyway, new trailer for Batman Arkham Knight has surfaced. Discuss.
Looks good.
Looks amazing.
Does.
I think it's going to be very cool. It's really open world, and I don't know. That's about all I've got, really.
That is how you do a trailer, because when he was fighting,
it didn't show any gameplay.
That, yeah. No, that was
it,
gameplay.
Yeah, it showed quite, yeah, it showed quite a lot.
It showed quite a lot of gameplay. It showed some Batmobile gameplay. It showed some Batmobile gameplay, but the cutscenes are all using the in-game engine. So
to be fair, with a game like Batman, you don't really need to show gameplay, do you?
You show a bit.
Already had three games.
But the Batmobile gameplay does look good. It looks fun. I love how it can eject out and go swooping down on the city.
You're gonna pick it up? You're going to pick it up, Mark?
It's the Pope Catholic.
Are you going to pick it up? You're not going to pick it up?
No, I don't like any of the Batman games.
My God.
They were just a bit too slow for me.
What?
Yeah, very much like... Because it goes in slow motion all the time. And
whoa. Are you talking about Batman and SNES games?
I'm talking about Batman Arkham.
Oh, dear.
Wait, Asylum, whatever it's called.
They're really good. No. You should pick them up. They would be really cheap now. Buy Arkham City... And play it on your Xbox.
No,
360. What? No, that's an order. That's a job instruction. I'm going to get that. I think it's going to be an argument. There's going to be lots of who's going to review it.
I like the fact that they've gone for mature. Well, they haven't gone for a mature rating, but it's got a mature rating.
Hmm.
And for a company just to go, yeah, that's fine. That's
rather says than quite a lot.
Yeah, yeah, rather than say, yeah, actually, yeah. No, we want to make it a teen.
It's pretty awesome.
So that, I'm glad they're doing that, because that's going to affect their sales quite a bit, I imagine.
The trailer looks good.
What do you mean? In a bad way or a good way?
No, I know if you want a game that much, kids will just get their parents or their friends to go and buy it for them, but it will.
Mommy, buy me a gaming PC.
I don't think it will. I reckon it will boost sales being mature, because for that exact reason, all the teens and whatever will want to buy it because it's a mature game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's not. You know, parents will buy it because they don't care.
It's fucking Batman. Anyone's going to buy that. Yeah. Some 50-year-old mum's going to buy that.
Mate, I'm going to be playing GTA 5, and I'm going to get sworn at by 5-year-olds. You're going to be the normal Batman.
I was playing Evolve with some, 9-year-old the other day. Is you caught me a c***. Oh. I thought you even know what a c*** is.
That's two words you have to bleep out.
That's fine, kid. Do you even know what a c*** is?
That's free.
It's like, no. Oh. Won't bleep them out anymore. It's alright, because it's explicit now.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck, shit, tit, wank. Let's not celebrate. Let's not celebrate it. Let's stop now. No, wow, that's got to be bleeped.
That'll be bleeped.
Thanks, Paul. Extra work for me to do tomorrow. In fact, I'm probably just going to bleep that whole section. Anyway, let's move on. Batman Arkham Knight.
We just said that, mate.
Yeah, I'm saying we like the trailer.
Oh, yes. Oh okay, yes.
Yeah. Learn from it. Just Cause 3.
Final Fantasy 15 has had a 40-minute playthrough demo released online.
I'm going to stay silent for this because I've got no interest.
I love Final Fantasy, obviously. Yeah. I'm never going to play it.
Paul, you're a Final Fantasy fan, aren't you?
Oh, I don't.
The problem is...
Well, it's just me, then.
I have to admit, the new one does look good.
They all look awesome.
I think I'm too far gone now. You can't start at 15.
You need to play. We should do a Let's...
People started Bond at 20. Yeah.
You need to play Final Fantasy 7. In fact, that might be an educating moment segment.
The thing with Final Fantasy is they don't follow any storyline. The characters are always different.
That's the point.
Yeah, so you can jump in any time. You're not too far gone.
No.
I still don't want to play it. I'm just going to be honest.
Well, maybe it doesn't want to play
It's just one of those... No sense. You know, there's sometimes it's just... those games where you know they're really good, but you've got absolutely no interest in playing them. It's just not your thing. You're incompatible.
It's like Evolve. I know it's probably a decent game. No desire to play it whatsoever. None.
It is a good game. It is really great. I like Evolve. Right, we'll move on from that. Anyway, well, no, actually, we won't. I really like that. There's 40 minutes, basically. It's one of the producers is, and developers is kind of chatting over it. It's really cool. It goes on for 40 minutes. You see lots of gameplay, and there's a demo coming out soon for it that you can get if you buy Final Fantasy Type 0 HD, something or other. Glenn's going to kill me for getting that wrong. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to Final Fantasy 15. It's going to be the Final Fantasy that sort of brings me back to my childhood again. So I love Final Fantasy on the right occasion. Moving on. Hotline Miami 2 has been given a release date of 10th of March.
Yay.
Where's the enthusiasm, people?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Have you played it?
No.
It's so fucking good.
It does look good. Actually, you showed me it and it looks really
fucking good. It's so brutal. It's great.
Wasn't there some controversy around it, wasn't there?
The rape. Yeah, there was.
Hmm.
And I loved it. Not the rape, that's horrible. I didn't
it's basically
that.
Like Manhunter, but top-down view.
Yeah.
That's actually a game.
I told you to buy it, didn't
you? That's a game we should play in Educated Mind, even though you probably didn't play it.
And it's got the best soundtrack.
I just want to revisit.
It's also got the best techno 80s soundtrack of any game ever made.
I've never played Manhunt.
No, I think we should. Can we just play that just because?
Maybe.
As a let's play.
You want to do that?
Because I think we'd be quite fucked up by it.
When's it?
It looks like GTA, like the original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Hotline Miami. Have you not played it either?
No.
But God, what's wrong with you people? Apart from you, Paul, because you've
played it. When did it come out?
It came out 2 years ago.
Well, number one.
Yeah. Hotline Miami. It's out on Steam. I picked it up for about £2.
It's a design choice, Wazzo. They don't all have to look amazing.
It's really good.
It's quite good.
It's really pretty. It's probably... It's going to win Game of the Year Awards.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah. Where? From who?
From publishers. Someone will give it Game of the Year.
You've got to remember more games coming out.
We're in February, aren't we?
That's a very, very bold
You've got to remember there's some big games coming out this year. Zelda...
No, let's have some sort of forfeit, shall we? If Hotline Miami 2 doesn't get at least one Game of the Year award from any publisher, even Arcade City, I have to do something. What's it going to be? On that, I reckon it will get some sort of Game of the Year award.
Shave your head.
My head's pretty much shaved anyway.
No, it's not.
I'm not shaving. No, I have clients. No. Come on, something else. Shave a beard. No, I don't want to do that either.
Oh yeah, because that doesn't affect clients. It's just be, look, you clean shave it.
I'm not.
Shave it would help you.
Shave an eyebrow.
Shave your eyebrows.
Paul, again, back to the client. Can't do that.
That's the whole thing. Exactly. That makes it even worse.
How about I?
Yeah, you obviously don't believe in it that much. You're fully preparing.
You could just paint some eyebrows on whenever you have a client. In fact, your eyebrows are quite small anyway.
Okay, the forfeit will be.
You actually have really minimal eyebrows. Yeah, all right.
How about you pay for the RKC Christmas party?
We had a Christmas party last year. I was spending about £80 on food.
Yeah, the next one's coming up, isn't it?
You just ate all my food. The next one's coming. Like 10 months.
That's about the same time as the Game of the Year.
Well,
but it doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's more January, end of December. Okay, my forfeit will be
right.
I have to drink 10 beers.
What? That's not a forfeit.
Well, it's a forfeit to me.
That's paradise.
That's if you were saying,
who wouldn't want to drink 10 beers?
All right, we'll think of some sort
of
forfeit.
We'll come up with something because that is just a ridiculous thing.
Actually, people, let's get our subscribers to email something in, okay? podcast@arcade-city.com. If Hotline Miami 2 doesn't get some sort of Game of the Year award...
That's very vague. We're going to define exactly what has
to be
achieved.
It gets any sort of award. That's it.
No, you said the Game of the Year, not any sort of...
podcast@arcade-city.com. I want to know what my forfeit is.
If there's a category for best top-down 2D shooter, then it's one
based
already,
on the
80s.
Yeah, well, that's it, yeah. Then it's one.
So there isn't a category.
Full terms and conditions apply. Anyway, email in, podcast@arcade-city.com. Let us know what my forfeit should be if it doesn't get some sort of Game of the Year. Moving on. The last item on the news... Toe Jam & Earl has a new game coming out called Toe Jam & Earl Back in the Groove. It's on Kickstarter and is being made by original designer Greg Johnson.
Was he the guy that we just saw in that video?
I believe so.
The giant douche.
It's man on the douchebag.
Yeah, he is.
You don't even know him.
I don't need to. I watched the video. Yeah. If he has it on Facebook, I decline that.
What the hell was going on with his accent in that video? It goes from Scottish to like American.
He's like, I
really wanted this game to be. That's not even Scottish. That's a terrible, terrible Scottish accent.
I just.
Scottish, even I was like, what accent is that, guys?
Yeah, it was Scottish to begin with, and then it suddenly became American, like, after he started coughing. So, what
that was
that
way
about?
More Irish than American.
Started turning American! You bastard! That's, I don't know what
my issue is that I can't have been live, and he's not edited out him coughing and splurging.
I think I honestly
what is his excuse?
Oh, Greg. Oh, that cut will do. I probably won't get any money for it. Fuck
no,
it.
No, I think he did it all on purpose as his little thing, but it was really shit.
Right,
Toe Jam, just a really quirky character. The game's pretty quirky.
Toe Jam and Earl was my third favourite game of all favourite game of all time when we did our top 10 favourite games when Arcade City first went up live. It is a fantastic game. Martin, we played it for one of your upcoming segments.
It's
really fun, isn't it? We had a great time
playing
it. In
a weird way.
So I'm looking forward. They did two sequels after that didn't really follow the style of the first one. So they're going to do this kind of spiritual successor. I'm really happy for it.
Well, the thing is, from the trailer, whatever you want to call it, that we
your
saw,
first reaction was, this looks shit.
It did look shit. I saw the original, we saw that, and you could, literally, the people had four directions. They could walk up, down, left, or right. And they had, you know, an animation. On this, they have a left and right animation. They've just got lazy.
Yeah, but that's bear in mind, it's a Kickstarter project. He's probably made that on his iPad.
Yeah, fair play.
So it will look better once they've got the money and funding. They'll be able to polish up textures, add a lighting shadows to it and things. It'll look good.
Please, no one give them any money.
Well, I want to give them money. So I
jeez, I thought
money.
I was negative.
Just go to
justcauses.com.
There's better causes.
Yeah, but Warwick's just like aggressive negative. Like, fuck them. Bastard. Shit game. Right, that's the news done, people. Well done. Well done. That's
except for Toe Jam and Earl. Bad job.
No, that's good. Shut up. Anyway, right, upcoming releases. So over the next 2 weeks, we've got a few games coming out. We've got Dragon Ball Xenoverse, which Glenn's going to be reviewing. He's going to be playing the shit out of that. Oli Oli 2. That's on the 27th of February. Sorry. Oli Oli 2, Welcome to Ollywood, is out on the 3rd of March. Have you guys played Oli Oli?
Never heard of it.
You've never heard of it.
It's a bit like Skate.
I assumed it's a skate game by Oli Oli.
It's like Hotline Miami, but on a skateboard.
So is it a bit like the Tony Hawk's games that came out on the Game Boy Advance?
Yeah, kind of. It's quite indie developed, and it's really good. It's but it's quite brutal as well. It's quite demanding. Resident Evil Revelations 2, Episode 2. Paul, have you been playing Resident Evil Revelations 2?
I don't think it's released here yet. It's out on March 3rd in this country.
For Episode 1?
Yeah.
You sure?
It's come out in America, but not over here yet. I think it's March
3rd is episode 2. Maybe I had that wrong. Okay, fair enough.
Maybe it is out. I haven't played it though, but I've heard.
God bless my release dates.
I've heard reasonable things about it.
Okay,
apparently it's not amazing. It's good.
March the 3rd also has Helldivers, which looks fucking fantastic. That's basically like. What's that zombie game that we played? That 2D...
Zombie Nation? Apocalypse?
Sounds like a band. Zombie Nation. It's cool. No, it's called Dead Nation.
Dead Nation? That's close.
Twin stick shooter.
Yeah. It's basically Helldivers is like that. Four player. It's really difficult. Twin stick shooter. Yeah. Looks awesome.
Do you shoot zombies or aliens? I think you shoot aliens.
I'm going to say Zalians.
Zombie aliens.
Zombie Army Trilogy is out on the 6th of March as well. I don't know much about that.
Don't even know what the fuck it is.
Well, you need to look into these things more. We're not a very good games podcast. I don't know.
Don't tell them that.
I think they already made their mind up.
They're going to fucking figure it out soon. Right. Devil May Cry Definitive Edition is out on the 10th of March. Paul, did you play Devil May Cry?
Yeah, I don't think it's as bad as everyone says it was.
I think Glenn quite likes it as well.
Oh,
Glenn doesn't listen to the podcast because we put another...
Who is it that absolutely hates it? Is that not Glenn?
Maybe it is Glenn.
Or was it Burry? Someone absolutely hated it.
I'm pretty sure it's Glenn.
Glenn hated it, yeah.
I think it's Glenn, yeah. Do you remember in the last episode of the podcast we had that hidden message in for Glenn?
Oh, yeah. What was that?
He didn't reply.
I can't remember what it was.
He doesn't listen to the fucking podcast.
What was the message?
I don't know.
Even I listened to the last one and I wasn't involved.
Should we make up a new one?
Just every week.
Okay, yeah. Until he understands and he listens to it. Okay, so Glenn, this week the passcode is Felch.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Glenn, that's the passcode. Get in touch with me, mate. We've got Hotline Miami 2 on 10th of March, we've already mentioned, and Resident Evil Revelations Episode 2. Resident Evil Revelations 2 Episode 3 on the 11th of March. But again, I don't really trust what I've put down here because, again, this
I could be wrong. It might be out Resident Evil.
I fucking hope you're wrong. I'm sorry, but I really hope I'm wrong.
Because wasn't it originally a 22nd of February release date here?
I have no idea. All I know is I'm not playing that.
You're not going to play it?
No.
You're not even going to wait until they've released all of them and then.
No, I'm going to wait until they announce Resident Evil 0 HD Remastered.
So you're not going to play Resident Evil Revelations 2 at all?
No.
Why?
Why aren't you going to play The Order?
Well, I am going to play The Order. I'm waiting until it's cheap, like you lot.
Yeah, I'll wait until this is cheap.
Well, it's like £3 an episode, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
Well, maybe I will buy it. That's just back change.
It's got reasonably good reviews. It's getting mainly 7.
I've got £3 down my couch. I'll find it. That's all right. Right, that's upcoming releases. What are you guys playing at the minute? What are you playing? Warwick, what are you playing at the minute?
I'm playing Life. Sorry, man. Next week, I should be getting my Xbox.
Xbox One.
Yeah, my Xbox One. And I'll be playing loads of games. Xbox One.
Payday tomorrow.
Buy my Xbox One for £269. Don't tell them that. That's a Cornish pasty.
Oh yeah, I still want my finder's fee.
You can fuck right off.
You can fuck me. Wait, that's wrong. I want my finder's fee. 5%.
This is your finder's fee. Us being here is your finder's
fee. I'll have one of your beers in a minute. That'll be my finder's fee.
Right, fair enough.
Fine. But what are you playing at the minute? You've been streaming on Twitch?
I streamed a bit of Watch Dogs about 40 minutes.
And Dying Light, you've been playing some of that?
I've literally played an hour of that.
Did you get it today?
I haven't had the chance. No, I got it yesterday, but I haven't had any more chance to play it.
What else have you been up to? You've been
playing Majora's Mask and Monster Hunter, but we don't cover portable games.
No, you can talk about that. That's all right.
Okay, yeah, I got my new 3DS the other day.
Yeah.
Been playing Majora's Mask.
What's it like with a second thumb?
It's weird. Pad. It doesn't actually move. That little stick doesn't move, it's all sensor based.
Is it like the nipples on laptops?
Kind of.
Do you remember them?
Yeah.
The nipples. Yeah. Yeah. It was just like,
when you're doing it, there's a laptop like.
Yeah, it starts making a noise.
But sometimes it gets stuck, so I had my dinner.
Sometimes it does get stuck.
And I didn't wash my hands, so my hands were a bit sort of salty or whatever.
Yeah, they were.
And
then what happened?
And the camera wouldn't move when I was trying to press it down.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so it does have its issues, but yeah.
What are you doing, Matt?
What?
Your arm.
Sorry, when I'm excited, my knee just starts going. Anyway, okay, fair enough. So, new 3DS worth picking up? So I've got an original 3DS.
The 3D is definitely better.
I'm going to pick up Majora's Mask when I go on my travels.
The 3D is better, but the only problem is by the time I play it, it's usually in the evening and the lights are off. It's got that face tracking thing, so it recognises where you're watching it. Obviously, if the lights are off, it can't see your face.
Have you got an
XL? So it kind of renders it.
Have you still got your 3DS
XL? XL, yeah.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah.
Hmm. Would you be willing to trade me for a 3DS? I'll trade you my 3DS for your XL 3DS.
In what world does that sound like a good deal?
I'd hope in 3 beers in, you'd be like, yeah. Okay, obviously not. Fine, that's fine. Martin, what have you been playing?
Played a little bit of
now
Evolve.
That your internet's sorted.
I did play Evolve.
We've been playing some Evolve.
We played some.
We met that kid, that American kid.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? He was alright.
Yeah, he wasn't a little shit, which is always helpful.
What?
What's his name?
Oh, actually, Tyler.
A really American.
Yeah.
I'm sure his name wasn't Chad or Dylan.
He just moved to California from...
Missouri.
No, was it...
Maryland.
No.
Arizona.
Illinois.
No. Yeah, that was it. Illinois.
It was.
Yeah, yeah. From Chicago.
Right? And he gave a pretty good attempt at a British accent.
Yeah, and he did. Shout out to Tyler. We didn't mention to him that we work for a video games website. Maybe we should have, and then he could have watched this. Although it's quite funny because I posted the review on YouTube and then some blokes randomly were on there like, hey, big shout out to y'all, we totally watched you. Fucking awesome. I didn't obviously they didn't say anything at the time, but they're obviously playing with us, which is cool. Which is great. Yeah, it's good fun. I quite like that. That's good. It's good when people play. Yeah. And what am I playing? Evolve. I had a little bit of a go on Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare at the weekend, and I've got to say, it's actually really fun. Have you played it?
Yeah. No, not Garden Warfare.
Garden Warfare.
I assume it's the same.
No, it's completely different.
Is it really?
It's like, it's a bit of a cross between I don't know. It's a lot like Gears of War, actually. It's probably the best way of describing it. Apart from it's, you know, it's quite cartoony and
it's not cover based, though, is it?
No. So in that sense, it's not like Gears of War. But it's the same. There's a horde mode, so you've basically got to protect the garden. But it is really fun, and you can upgrade. I think you'd like it. Split screen.
Yeah, it looks quite fun.
We'll do it over the weekend.
I don't have PS Plus.
What?
I don't have PS Plus. Oh, what, here?
Why don't you have PlayStation Plus? Has it run out?
It ran out, and then I'll.
Did you only have a 6 month thing or something?
I was really cheap and got a 3 month one.
God, you are really stupid.
I was struggling. It's when I was working at the fucking shitty old job, but I don't think I can even say them because they'll probably fucking sue me for the little I'm worth.
It's quite funny because you've left a shitty job to join another shitty job.
Harsh.
Oh. Actually, no. Get your exams done.
Saucer of milk.
Come on, look at this. It's alright. Anyway, it's fine. What else am I playing? What am I playing?
Have you finished that?
No, I haven't had much time to do. Work's been really busy at the minute, so I'm doing
unfortunately
quite a lot of late
this podcast team is slacking this week.
Very.
What do you expect? We've got full time jobs.
We're very much
until we get our own office and we can take
over
24 hours
jobs
a day.
Yeah. Oh, I've started designing the office. Okay, this is what I'm thinking.
Basically, guys, the more of you subscribe, the more we can give you the news that you guys want.
Yeah,
we can do it in a better fashion.
And we can actually know
because we
won't
have full-time jobs.
Anyway, wait, I'm going to describe to you the office, okay? Okay, fine. So I'm thinking, it's a big open space, laminate flooring, concrete laminate flooring.
Why?
Basketball hoop.
Okay.
Okay, basketball court.
Ping pong tables.
Yeah, we're going to have our meetings on the court, okay?
Yeah.
When we debate anything, if someone starts arguing with someone, it's a one-on-one. Everyone has to stop what they're doing and watch.
What, basketball one?
Yeah, I'm going to get cheerleaders in, okay?
Can we bring dogs to work?
No, we're going
to
have a bar.
Actually, Paul, you can bring your
dogs. Actually,
you can
bring your dogs.
They're so funny.
You don't have to live with them.
We've got a bar around the corner. Yeah. We've got on. What are the requests for tap? We can have one beer, we can have one lager, one bitter, one cider.
Peroni on tap.
Harvey's.
Or Peroni, that's good. Harvey's, yeah, I'm taking that. Warwick cider.
Cider?
Give me cider we can have on tap.
Recorder League.
No fucking way. My god.
Oh, sorry.
It's like drinking push pops.
I don't really like cider.
Yeah,
it reminds me
why
of
why we got cider?
Being
Tramps.
Young.
Why?
Why?
Because we want to attract. No, we don't. So we want to attract the pikeys.
Just fill it with whiskey.
You don't attract anyone you want to have there with cider.
Yeah, but sometimes when it's a really hot day, you just feel like a cider. Is that just me?
No. I feel like a cider.
Cider comes out in the summer, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, Peroni on Harvey's on tap, yeah? We all agree with that?
Just put cider in the fridge.
Okay. Do we want a bar woman or a bar man?
Bar woman.
Bar woman.
With big boobs.
Okay. I'll, CVs.
The reality is going to be...
If you can email your CVs to...
We'll be operating off this very same table. All crammed round, making shitty cups of tea. we have an argument and just walk home.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's move on, because we've got to keep going. What are we working on for the site at the moment? So,
well, we've just started Twitch.
Yep, so we're trying to promote Twitch a bit more. So Twitch, our Twitch, you can follow us on Twitch. It's arcade_city. We're very easy to follow, and we're trying to get some evening Twitch streaming sessions at the moment. So we're all taking it in turns doing bits and pieces. Paul, you were doing some Dying Light and Watch Dogs yesterday. Chris was doing some Diablo 3 this evening. We're going to do some Evolve on Sunday. You can go on and follow us. Please sign up to that, arcade_city. Which is pretty cool. So we're doing some more Twitch, and we're going to get that a bit more promoted on the website.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice to go on there, see the calendar, see who's playing, just get involved, really.
So we're going to do that a bit more as well. We're still playing through Resident Evil, slowly.
Slowly but surely,
we're getting through that, and we're going to finish Lara Croft tonight. I'm hoping we're going to finish Lara Croft tonight. Everyone just needs to be in the fucking game tonight.
So, what time are we going home?
We're going home
when it's done.
When you're finished.
I have to be up excruxating early.
What time do you need to be up?
About 5:15.
Why? Why?
I've got to go to Milton Keynes tomorrow.
What for?
For like one
National
day.
Mortgage Services Conference.
Oh, the conference!
I did.
Don't talk about the company, but yeah.
I did that a couple weeks ago.
Fucking fall asleep.
Take a cushion.
It's basically, right?
Take some matchsticks.
The two that I went to, you were the first one I went to, I think. It's basically, you just sit down and get bollocked for 6 hours. It's fucking shit. the company's bollocks, we're not making enough money, you're all shit, blah, 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 blah. Oh, and you can go out and have some lunch now. Lovely curry provided for us by the entertainment people. It's fucking horrible. Sorry.
Cool.
I really didn't like it. Sounds have fun with that. So you've got an early start, so we need to finish. We need to wrap up Let's Plays.
That's
early.
Fine. We'll
we're going to be trained commandos tonight, just on the ball. Go, go, go.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I need to go see this little around. Rock.
Well,
I'm
collecting gems.
Fuck gems. I can't change that habit.
It's not Lego we're playing.
There's no Y in team, huh?
Is it me?
Yeah, there is. That's true. Okay. What else are we working on? I want to get those Educating Martin.
We've had a bit of a break from that.
We need to get back on it.
What's Educating Martin?
You'll find out.
Well, good.
You'll find out.
Oh, I do know. I know what this is.
Yeah, but don't talk about it.
I'm doing my first review for the site.
You've already talked about it.
You are, Paul. You're doing your first review for the
site.
You've
not done a review yet.
No.
Talk to us about Dying Light. And are you enjoying it so far?
I've literally played it for an hour.
Yeah, so were you enjoying it?
And I got lost for 20 minutes of that hour walking around an apartment building. And to be honest,
then you went into your flat and played the game, yeah?
And I'm probably going to start again, to be honest, because I missed a lot of the conversation that was going on due to trying to... I was concentrating more on the actual Twitch stream than I was the game, so
well,
I need to start again.
That's all right. You'll... it's good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to reading that. That'd be good fun. Right. EGX Rest. So, the next time we record this, I'll have just been to EGX Rest with Burry.
Are you letting two going?
Yes, which is on the 12th of March. So we will meet as normal to record a podcast. You will not be with us, will you, Martin?
No.
On the 12th of March?
No, I'll be away.
Will you be back for the 13th of March?
Your birthday?
Yes.
I get back Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
I get back on that evening at some point.
Okay. We're going to have time.
Okay.
Susie will text you.
Okay.
I think
she already has, actually, and I didn't reply.
Oh, good. Standard.
I know.
We're going to EGX Res. So Thursday night we will meet and record podcast as normal. It will be me and Warwick and hopefully Paul.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be great. So we'll do that as normal. I will get back probably, I don't know what time we'll be back from EGX. So anyway, I'll have lots of news to talk about for that. And that's what we're doing with that. So that's pretty much everything. Let's move on to a question.
Oh,
now
good.
Our question comes from Scotty.
Who?
He doesn't have an American accent. Scotty.
Okay.
Scotty, that's what it said on the email, from Hereford, and he wants to know, well, I've made his question out like this, it didn't quite come in this format, but this is what he was basically asking. What games are desperate for sequels that never had them made for whatever reason?
They definitely they need to release another FIFA. Oh wait, they do that every year.
Yeah, but no. So
Half-Life 2 needs Half-Life 3 is what I'm saying.
I don't think we can talk about. Don't talk about games that have had one or two. So maybe one that it was like desperate for a sequel. And we have
Total Overdose.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Total Overdose is.
Conker's Bad Fur Day. It had a PlayStation.
Can't include
PSD,
no, I'm not counting that.
Can't include Conker's Bad Fur Day because technically that's a sequel. It's definitely a sequel.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, because the original game got scrapped, and that was the first game.
No, it was on the SNES. I played it.
No, it got scrapped. The original
It's a 2D platformer. I played it on the SNES.
No, you're lying.
No, I'm going to show you after. I'm adamant.
Conker
I'm right.
The Conker's Bad Fur Day was the first outing for Conker. I guarantee it.
What have I played then? Bubsy. That's what I've played.
Okay.
Bubsy. That was a great game on the SNES. Martin, you're looking at me like I've just shat on your porch.
No idea what you're talking about.
Bubsy's a great game. Anyway, okay, so think, what else?
Anything I can think of, again, I don't know if it falls into the,
go on.
The rules. I think Final Fantasy VII.
Again, oh fucking hell, Warwick. Final Fantasy 1, 2, 3.
No, no, no. They're not the same. It should have a Final Fantasy 7, 2.
Okay, continuation of that
story.
Mm. Okay.
That's what they need. That, you know, that game, top amazing, best Final
Fantasy. It wouldn't
be
the first time they've
game.
Done that because they did X.
Too. That's
you
true,
know, but you know they did that on purpose. Like, and it was.
Can we at least think of some games that don't have any type of sequel whatsoever?
I don't care. That's a sequel.
Okay, so I'm going to say.
Good.
Do prequels count?
No.
Like, so Perfect Dark.
No, in my eyes, Zero and Perfect Dark.
Yeah, but okay, the original Perfect Dark
sequel
didn't have
or
a
prequel?
Sequel,
then I'm going to say.
But
I'm
it doesn't count
that's
because
going,
it was
then.
Absolute guff.
What about The Last of Us?
But it's going to happen eventually.
You reckon?
Yes.
Has been announced.
Funny enough, I would not like to see
a sequel. Yeah, not with the same characters, same universe, different characters.
I don't know why. It's just like it's one of those things. It should just be remain a self-contained story. That's my thought. In terms of sequels.
Interesting.
I've not.
Interesting.
I'm not counting the thing that came after Total Overdose. I'd love to see like a next gen sequel for that game. Mm-hmm. It's just awesome.
I can't think of any game. My mind's just blank. I can't think of any games that it's just one. It's like
there was another really good game on PS2. As I want to say it's called Driven to Destruction. Basically, it was like a destruction derby game, but it was unbelievable. It had like 20 different game modes, and they're all just ridiculous. And if you combine that with like next gen physics engines and graphics, I think it'd be awesome. I want to know what it's called now.
Jet Force Gemini.
Yes, that was a good game. It's so long though. That game went on for a sequel
to that by Rare. Fantastic.
It won't be as good as the original because most of Rare left, didn't they?
What were we going to say, Clive Barker's
Undying.
Undying.
Driven to Destruction.
That's what it was.
That's what we need, a sequel.
Okay. Think, what else? Mike, come on.
I gave you mine. You shut it down.
Yeah, I'm going to shut it down. give me another one.
I haven't got another one. I mean, if it's worth having a sequel, they made a sequel. Red Dead Redemption. One. There you go, that's what I'm choosing.
Red Dead Redemption was a kind of sequel to Red Dead Revolver.
Yeah.
Really?
That's true.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Not really, only a sequel in name. It had nothing to do storyline wise.
That's what I thought.
And it was really very linear, the Red Dead Revolver. It was literally
Dead Revolver.
It was very good.
Alright. Yeah. So Gun was better. Do you ever play Gun? Gun came out around about the same time.
It was quite good. It was the game when I came to yours 9 years ago. With my Xbox 360 when I bought it in HMV, and basically
bright yellow cover, didn't it?
It's the first time I properly came and stayed at yours when you were.
I remember you playing Prey.
Yeah, I had Gun as well. It was when I basically sat in your front living room, basically just in my boxers for a week. Just met your family for the first time. I was like, alright, I'm just setting up camp here. Dad walked in and was like, what are you doing? That's fine. Just playing Gun on your TV. Can you get me a beer? It's like, no, it's good. That's I played
Prey. That looked good.
You see, now that had a sequel, but they've announced it's been canned. So that's a great. Actually, Prey's probably a good example.
There's probably some games where like the original was kind of disappointing, and they could have done like you feel if they'd had another chance, it would have.
Yeah,
it's a bit like the game version of Dread. I actually love Dread, but I think if they had a chance to do a sequel with more money, it could be like even better than that.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Because Dread's not disappointing in the slightest. I loved it. Why is there not a Dread 2?
Studios. It didn't do well at cinemas.
It had a really good DVD.
I've joined the Make Dread 2 Facebook page, and every week. No, I've been on there for ages.
I've tried that for years.
And every week they have like Dread 2, and then they put like a sequel to a film that's just been announced, like Grown Ups 2.
Why the fuck did Grown Ups 2 get made?
Or,
there's no Dread 2.
50 Shades Darker or something like that announced. And it was just like, yes, it's very.
The money
very
they started pumping into the shit, like disaster movie and epic movie.
Oh, God.
They're literally the worst films. Those, the two that are responsible, the two people, because I think there's like a
Wayans.
Couple of them.
It's the Wayans.
And what's his face? The guy that directed, the guy that started.
Is it? I thought it was new people. Either way. They need to be put down.
So the Wayans Brothers taken
out.
Shit films,
they need to be taken out back like Old Yeller.
A shot.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I think we're done.
Good.
Gents.
Good news.
Good. I was enjoying that podcast.
I know.
It was fun.
I've by the way, decided.
You're just aching to play some
GTA.
Dark Horse, aren't you?
Vice City 2. Yeah, that was a really good story. I thought that was the best one.
Poor Scotty listening in Hereford.
Vice City 2 is the best GTA game.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
But then there have been characters that are in Vice City that have turned up in later.
Oh, yeah, no, but I don't want to play. Tommy, that's it.
Right, we're going to wrap this up, gents, because we need to crack on. So, head over to www.arcade-city.com to check out the website and check out all the stuff we've got on there. Thanks for listening. Remember to like and subscribe. The podcast goes live. When does it go live?
Fridays.
Every other Friday on
Podomatic. We've given up.
We're still using Podomatic for now. iTunes and Podomatic. Although I'm starting to get a bit pissed off with Podomatic.
I can only listen to it on Podomatic because I don't have an iPad.
I find it really easy. problematic.
Yeah,
I do too.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe we'll keep them then.
You've got to remember, not everyone owns Apple products.
That's fine, that's fine. You can tweet us, Arcade City UK. Let us know what you're up to and what you're playing. Facebook is facebook.com/Arcade City UK. Get on there and give us a like and give us a shout. YouTube is youtube.com/Arcade City UK. You can see some of the hilarious videos that we put up there and our latest Let's Play, which we're about to go off and do now. Twitch, we're getting a big shout out for Twitch at the minute. Arcade_City. You can follow us on Twitch. We're playing some pretty crazy shit. Get involved, comment, and email us as always, podcast@arcade-city.com, if you've got a question or you just want a bit of a shout out. So we're going to say goodbye and go and watch Lara Croft run around with her boobs out. So good night from everybody. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye. Bye.